Game 3 of the NLCS. The scene shifts to the Windy City and Wrigley Field for Game 3 with the Dodgers leading the Cubs 2-0. We pick up the action, 1-0 Cubs in the second. Andre Ethier facing Kyle Hendricks.
Drilled in the air, deep right field. This could tie the game, and it will. That's a home run to right. And just like that, the ball game is tied at 1, but it is a hitter's night here. And we've seen evidence of it right away. Each team with a home run. Schwarber for the Cubs and now Ethier for the Dodgers. Here's a deep drive to left center. That is trouble. Back goes Jay. And this ball is going to leave the yard by a wide margin. The ball cleared the shrubbery and landed on the roof of that little picnic area out in center, just to the left of straightaway, and it's 2-1 Dodgers, a long home run by Chris Taylor.
Here's the shortstop, Taylor, and he hits one fair down the left field line, just inside the chalk, and the Dodgers get another run. Taylor now on his way to third. Relay throw there is late. It's a triple for Chris Taylor.
And you know he'll take one here. Ball four. Edwards misses the strike zone on four straight pitches to Yu Darvish, and that forces in a run for the Dodgers, and they lead 4-1. And the 1-1. Jay hits a ground ball to short, scooped up by Taylor, steps on the bag, throws to first, double play. Now the right-hander fires. Russell swings and misses, strike three. And Darvish leaves after 6 1/3. Watson comes in.
The Cubs lose game 3 and find themselves in an 0-3 series hole. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
Well, of course, we expected more. I mean, the Dodgers have pitched well. Surprised. I mean, it's somewhat surprising. A little bit, I don't want to use the word disappointing. Our guys are really working very hard. They've pitched well. Hit a couple of balls well, but for overall, the three games, I guess their relief pitchers have pretty much thrown a no-hitter against us, so they've been pretty good. You got to, you know, like right there, I thought Kyle actually had good stuff, I thought, from the side. Although they were taking good swings, they hit a couple home runs. But when it got to that point, I'm looking for no contact at all. I'm looking for CJ to get out of that inning, obviously. And then you just try to piece it together after that. We had a full complement tonight, so I was okay with it. Some nights you don't, and it's a little bit more difficult. But, yeah, I've talked about that actually before the game. I think that we need more length out of our starters. And I just thought under the circumstances tonight, had there been a maybe not rested bullpen, I might have done something differently. But I thought CJ was the right man. And it's just a walk right there. The walk, two walks really hurt us. Otherwise, he didn't give anything up. Yeah, I felt good about Jay's at bat. I mean, like we were just talking about, we had a chance to get on him early. And I really like John in that spot because that's the guy you really think is going to move the baseball. And he might not get a hit, but you think he's going to move the baseball. And, probably looking something like soft, and all of a sudden he blew a fastball right by him. But that was probably a significant moment in tonight's game. We had a chance to jump on. So some really good at-bats, hit the ball hard in the first inning, probably as well as we did all night.
Kyle Hendricks takes the loss, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned. He spoke after.
It's a must-win now. So we know where we stand, but it's one ball game at a time. You know, this team has been through a lot, so this is nothing new for us. Another challenge. We're up for it. We got to come in ready to play tomorrow. My mechanics just getting a little sloppy today again. Just not dialed in with my mechanics. Kind of rushing to the plate a little bit. So yeah, my fastball command wasn't dialed in. But I threw better today than I did my last one. Like I said, just a couple bad pitches really.
Carl Edwards Jr. walked 2 batters in his relief appearance, and he talked after about his outing.
Yeah, to calm me down, but also just to, just settle me down pretty much. That was the whole combo. They've just been very, very good at their job. I mean, those guys are good. I mean, you can't take that away from them. I mean, it's baseball.
The Cubs are in an 0-3 series hole. Anthony Rizzo spoke after the Game 3 loss.
I think it speaks for itself. They've done a really good job. Barnes behind there calling pitches has done a really good job, and their pitchers have executed, and they've shut us down. Yeah, it's a tough spot. You know, some pitchers, you know, when they're not swinging, it's just tough on them. And you feel for him because he's such a such a great guy in the clubhouse. He's such a good pitcher, but there's nothing you can do about that. You got to move on, and he'll be ready to answer the bell tomorrow.
The Cubs will look to continue the series on Wednesday and avoid the sweep at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Jake Arrieta on the Hill.